Yeah, Anthony, when he walked through the door, there was an elderly gentleman sitting on his walker, Bill, hell of a nice guy. Just got into, re-got into the hobby. He attends the Lark in the Park, and his health is just declining, balance problem. And I'm starting to suffer from that myself, not whining, don't get me wrong. And there were some good deals there. There really was. It wasn't big. It was like heaven's waiting room as far as the age group went, and I'm part of that. And it was just pretty neat. I went there for the fellowship, and I lasted about an hour. I walked around and sat down quite a bit. Over to you, Anthony, and draw it out so Sean can make the command decision on what coffee.
I think the gentleman you were talking about, Bill, I think you said was his name, was the gentleman that had the radio that I was looking at. He had a, I believe it was a Yaesu FT90. It's a little, like, really small 25-watt mobile that I had read about in the past and appears to be a very cool radio and would be a very cool radio to put in a some sort of like go kit or a bag, but it was he wanted $150 for it, which is probably a fair price, but just was not in the budget with all the other projects that I have going at the moment. It would have been a fun radio to have, and maybe one day I'll regret passing on it, but I don't feel bad today that I don't have it. I got enough other, like I said, I got enough other projects that are taking up my time and money, so I don't need to worry about the $150 radio that I left behind. Hopefully you've chosen your coffee, Sean, and I'll throw it over to you.